Spotify.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting live, 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock Central, from the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. It's a link to the podcast on the website, USAprepares.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website. So if you need to contact him or her, you may. Just go to USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Meet up Friday, Paulette Winnatka, Mill Street Market, buckets of food. Order your ingredients and build your own buckets and take them home with you. Long-term storage food. Let me give you her number. 417-754-8787. 417-754-8787. That's this Friday, Ziggy's. Also, Dr. Norman Shealy is going to be with us, and we're going to test your blood pressure. And if you want to try an over-the-counter compound called Nitro Extreme, you may, and see if that works for your high blood pressure. He's going to be there. He's going to test your blood pressure before. You can try the Nitro Extreme. We're going to build buckets of food, and then you can test your blood pressure and see if it's had any effect. You can be under Dr. Norman Shealy's care. Ziggy's this Friday at the Lamplighter, Springfield, Missouri. Information on the website. Today, we're going to talk about when disaster strikes and when technology fails. Specifically, we're going to be learning about electromagnetic pulses and solar storms and what to do to minimize our exposure and strategies for your survival. Electromagnetic pulses, solar storms, fact versus fiction, how serious are EMPs and solar storms, what are the dangers, and what can you do to protect yourself from EMPs and solar storms. Are our nuclear power plants at risk? And is another nuclear accident possible? How about the power grid? How about home electronics and the internet? What should we do right now? Faraday cages? What are they? Do we need one? Can we build our own? Our senior USAprepares.com instructor and survival instructor, best-selling author on preparedness, and MIT engineers in the classroom with me today. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Vincent. It's always a pleasure to be back on your show.
Hey, Matt, I understand.
I'm happy to be the welcome Matt.
Matt, I understand you are going to be at the November 3rd and 4th Get Prepared Expo right here in Springfield. And in April, you presented three seminars, standing room only. You can do it again?
Yeah, we're going to do it again. So, yeah, you got a great show, Vince. I'm excited to be a part of it.
Three seminars, Matt Stein. If you'd like his autograph, if you'd like one of his books, if you'd like one of his books autographed, write personalized, right at the expo, November 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri. Information is on the website. Matt, we've been talking about electromagnetic pulses and solar storms in the past. Why don't we bring our class up to speed really quickly and tell them what an EMP is, and then we'll get into, you know, should we be concerned and so forth.
Okay. Well, EMP is short for electromagnetic pulse, and it's what happens when a nuclear device, and there are non-nuclear EMP-generated weapons that have been developed that work on a smaller scale but generate a similar field strength, smaller scale. But typically, they're talking about when somebody launches a high-altitude nuclear weapon. It's blown off between 25 and 150 miles above the surface of the planet. And when it does this, the ionizing radiation, huge blast of it, and gamma rays and things off of the nuclear device in the upper atmosphere causes this massive electromagnetic pulse. And it actually has three different effects. There's an E1, an E2, and an E3 effect. And so what this means is that there's an instantaneous, almost speed of light, electromagnetic wave pulse that severely affects microelectronics. So it happens in nanoseconds, which is like a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a blink of an eye. And it covers a line of sight distance. So you're looking at, for a small nuclear device, say launched on a Scud missile off of a junk freighter, maybe a 500-mile circle, which could easily include Washington, D.C., New York City, most of the heavily populated, really critical parts of the East Coast, causing instant collapse of infrastructure and stock market and government and things like that. You know, just minor little things that nobody really cares about. And so this first pulse, this E1, it's like speed of light, and it's, imagine like opening up all your computers and rubbing your feet on the carpets and holding your hands to the chips and sparking little sparky things off your fingertips and saying, gee, I wonder if that did something. I wonder if that did something. Now, there's a false idea that absolutely everything is going to fry and no electronics will work. And we'll get into that a little later. I want to go through the effects first, and then we'll get into like what it really kills and what it doesn't kill. So then it's followed by an E2 effect. And an E2 effect happens between a fraction of a second and a couple seconds. And it's like about 50,000 or a million lightning strikes happening over the entire area covered by the EMP all at once. So imagine like, you know, a million lightning strikes happening over a 1,000-mile circus, circle. And unfortunately, a lot of those cool little plug strips and things you have to protect electronics will be messed up by the E1 pulse. And so the electronics that's normally protected from lightning strikes now has this larger electric pulse coming down the power lines into your house, and all of a sudden those surge protectors are disabled by the E1, and so it kind of blasts through your electronics in your house. Then there's a final E3 effect. And the E3 effect is very similar to a solar storm effect. It's kind of, think of it as a long, slow burn. Rather than sparky-like things happening, it's like a big, slow generator getting revved up. And what this does is it won't affect... The E3 really won't affect most of your electronics in any way, shape, or form. But we got about 100,000 miles of extra high voltage power lines crisscrossed across the United States alone, not to mention the rest of the world. And these act as giant antennas. And so when the E3 effect happens, you know, most of your electronics isn't going to really be affected by the E3 effect. But these massive, you know, thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of miles of power lines will act like antennas, and they will get powered up to the tune of thousands of volts and thousands of amps of current being running through them from the E3 effect. And what happens then is that current runs into these massive transformers that our grid is 100% dependent on, and it cooks them. So when they cook, then that means grid down. And that's actually the worst part about, well, there's sort of two really bad parts about the EMP. Your personal electronics is actually going to be kind of like your least concern, because much of that, if it's not plugged in to the grid or if it's turned off, will probably survive.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the critical electronics, the digital electronics, the electrical control systems, the SCADAs, which is a remote sensing control and data acquisition systems, the PLCs, programmable logic controllers, pretty much all those computers and digital electronics that are networked together with lots of runs of wire that like run our factories, run our nuclear power plants, run our water treatment plants, run our communication systems, run basically everything that keeps our world going. That stuff fries. So, you know, maybe your radio, because it wasn't turned on when the EMP happened, is going to be fine. And maybe your computer, if it was unplugged and, you know, from the wall, is probably, there's a decent chance it's going to be fine. But all those computers and digital electronics that were actually plugged into internet wires and Ethernet cables and were plugged in and working and running at the time of the EMP, that stuff's going to cook. So all of a sudden there's no gas pumping, there's no gas refining, because all of that amazing digital electrical stuff that keeps our industrial systems going, that's all cooked. So within the affected area, So it's like, okay, so my personal electronics, my iPod is still going and my iPhone is still going, but there's nothing to pick up on my iPhone or my iPod because the internet's down. There's nothing is happening in factories because all the electronics that runs the factories is down. There's all the just-in-time delivery systems and the diagnostic systems that, you know, people go out and figure out what's wrong and try to fix the electronics. That's cooked. So how are you going to fix it? How many guys still know how to manually test everything and fix it, you know, without a computer there working to diagnose it and tell them what the problem is and where the problem area is? That stuff's down. And your nuclear power plants, all those control systems that keep those things running and know what's going on. I mean, you can't have little guys running around inside a nuclear power, you know, reactor. So it's all done via remote sensing and control and data acquisition systems and programmable controllers, and a lot of that stuff is fried. And, you know, not every little piece is going to be fried. Not every piece of electronics is going to be fried. But enough in the congressionally mandated EMP study, where there was a bipartisan study and they got a bunch of scientists, they did actual EMP simulation tests. They found that pretty much 100% failure in all of the complex digital systems, you know. So individual components, not 100% failure, but a system requires like tons of different components to all be working together at the same time and working correctly. Enough of those fail that there's pretty much 100% system failure. So you're looking at like total infrastructure collapse and failure within the affected zone. Now, the good news about an EMP is that there's the rest of the country and the rest of the world to come to the rescue. The bad news about the EMP is that there's so much stuff fried that it will take years to get it up and running again. And the really, really bad news about the EMP is that most of our nuclear power plants are located within 50 miles of the major population centers. So we have 104 nuclear power plants in the country, somewhere between 104 and 108, and most of those are, you know, we have 37% of the population located near a nuclear power plant. So you can figure however big the affected zone is, a 500-mile circle for a smaller nuclear device, like a 1,500-mile circle for, say, they bought one of the big nukes from on the black market from one of the failed states, the Soviet Union, you know, that kind of size device. You're talking a circle from Quebec City, Ontario, to Dallas, Texas, to Miami, Florida. That's a really big circle.
Matt Stein's with us, bringing us lots of great news. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. We're going to be talking more about this and solar storms when we come back, and what you need to know and what you need to do to protect yourself. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Matt Stein's with us, and he's the author of two great publications, two great books. I suggest you consider reading them. One is called When Technology Fails, and the other, When Disaster Strikes. Two manuals on what to do and how to prepare for your own survival. And they're available at local bookstores. They're available at the on the internet locations. Amazon.com has them. I have two right here in the studio with me. And Matt Stein will be signing them at the Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri. Information's on the website. Matt, we've been talking about bringing the class up to speed quickly on what is an EMP. Should we move into solar storms at this point?
Sure. But let me just mention that I do not talk about EMP and solar storms and When Technology Fails. I mean, it's a great book for coping with a world after an EMP or solar storm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
But the new book, When Disaster Strikes, has a specific chapter devoted to EMP and solar storms. It includes understanding what they are, what the real and true effects are, what the likelihood is, how to prep for them, and survival strategies in the event that one of those things does happen. So that's in the new book, When Disaster Strikes, and I wasn't aware of this information when I did the upgrade to When Tech Fails in 2008.
Okay. Yes, and Matt, I think that anyone that wants to be a survivor, anyone who wants to really, truly prepare, needs both of your books, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes.
Yeah, the When Disaster Strikes is a great emergency prep and survival handbook, and it copes with specific disasters like nuclear catastrophes, extreme cold without heat and power, floods, hurricanes, and EMP and solar storms. And so that's a perfect book for your go bag and to help you get your prepping act together. Now, there's prepping information when tech fails, but it's a massive book that's, not as – it's big. Like if you're overwhelmed by a big book, start out with a smaller book first, and that'll focus just on prepping and survival, and that's when disaster strikes.
No, I agree.
Okay, so solar storms, and people say, well, sometimes people ask me, well, what am I more worried about, EMP or solar storm? And to be honest with you, EMP is a significant concern. Chances are good that one of these days somebody who doesn't like us is going to get through with an EMP attack. But I'm actually far more worried about the game-changing end of the world as we know it from an extreme solar storm, and I'll explain that right now. You see, we have solar storms happen like every year. And in fact, a few months ago, last spring, there was a great solar storm and lit up the sky bright green, beautiful aurora borealis photos all the way from Alaska down to like the Great Lakes. Well, every now and then you get a really extreme solar storm. And the thing is, the last really extreme one we had was 1921, the great geomagnetic storm in 1921. Now imagine this. You look outside and the sky is lit up blood red and orange and gold streaks, and it's lit up all the way from the North Pole down to Hawaii and down to Puerto Rico and all the way from the South Pole up to Samoa. This is what we're looking at in 1921, and there was an even bigger storm made by two back-to-back coronal mass ejections off the sun in 1859 called the Carrington Event. So here it is, in the last 150 years, we've had two great geomagnetic storms that would be game changers if they happened today. So that's an average of 75 years apart, and it's been 90 years since the last one. So do the math. It's like, basically, we're statistically wise, we're overdue for the next one. And nobody knows exactly when it's going to happen. It's like the roll of a dice. So, okay, so what happens if you get a big, giant one like we had in 1921 or 1859? Well, those happened before there were microelectronics, before there was a big grid, before there was anything more than individually electrified cities that weren't connected by a big grid. And what they did was they caused enough induced currents to burn down some telegraph stations, and they burned down Penn Central Station, the railroad station, Penn Central, burned down from induced currents.
Yes.
And, it was a great light show. The Carrington event lasted for 5 days, almost a week, and the 1921 storm lasted for 2 days. But life went on, no big deal. You drove over the hill and you got your eggs and your butter and your chickens from the local farmer, and everything was cool. Well, today, if that storm happened, your microelectronics are okay. That's not a problem. But the grid is a big problem, and we'll talk about that after your break.
Yeah, I think we're talking about grid down. Matt Stein's with us. Matt Stein's an MIT engineer, author of two great books I suggest you consider reading, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes. I'm Vin Fanelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Be slight and
under today's hot
watch. You got your
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
During
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
EMPs. And solar storms. Matt Stein and I are discussing them in the classroom today. And Matt, I wanted to mention to the class that at KWTO we broadcast in the afternoon, and we have a very, very large antenna array right here in Missouri. And KWTO is low on the dial, AM 560. So it has a very, very tall antenna, and it gets hit by lightning. Like regularly, and
right.
We have a full-time radio frequency engineer. He's a senior guy. He's probably in his late 60s, early 70s, And his job is just to replace these crispy critters that, you know, are at the antenna that just get fried. I mean, literally burned up by lightning attacks. So what you're saying is this kind of stuff happens all the time.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah.
Lightning strikes happen all the time, and our electronics is designed with safeguards to protect it, to protect the electronics from the lightning strikes.
Yeah, some of it is, yes. And I can tell you that he keeps replacing coils and RF chokes. I mean, these things come in smelling really bad. You know, they're like something you might see on television when the results of a lightning strike. So, yeah, now we're talking about solar storms, which are really powerful. And how does that relate to the possibility of taking the grid down, the electric power grid?
Well, the solar storms are not going to do the sparky kind of things like lightning and the E1 and E2 effects from the EMP, but they're going to do the E3 effect to like a major extent. So what it means is it'll be like the upper atmosphere is revved up like a giant power generator, and it's transmitting huge amounts of electromagnetic radiation down that gets basically is going to be induce major currents and major voltage in your giant antenna things, but primarily it's going to be picked up by the 100,000 plus miles of high voltage wires that connect our power transformers. And what that will do is it's going to have like thousands of volts and thousands of amps totally desynchronized running down these power lines, and they're going to fry the major transformers. Now, people say, oh, so what? You know, you burn a transformer, you go harvest one, buy one. Right? No, these transformers go from 350,000 volts to a million volts, and they're like 20 feet tall. They're 300 tons each. They're tens of millions of dollars, and they're all custom designed and custom built. So to get a single transformer takes like a year. It used to be a year. Now there's a 3-year waiting list to get a single transformer. Now one or two or three of these go down, then it can cause a cascading power failure that can be tough, but they'll fix it and, you know, they'll bypass it and they'll make things do. When 13 of them blew in South Africa in 2003 in a mid-range geomagnetic storm. You know, I mean, it was a pretty big storm, but not nearly the size of the 21 or the 1859 storm. When those went down, the only way to compensate was rolling blackouts the entire country for a year, because it took them a year to get those fixed and up and going. And so imagine trying to do work when your shopping center or your you know, office building is out of power for 6 or 7 hours during any given day of the week. I mean, you know, your food's rotting in the refrigerator, there's no lights, there's no air conditioning, and there's like a year waiting list to buy a generator because every generator gets sucked up in the first, you know, 2 hours after the power went out. Now, imagine an extreme solar storm. Meditech study, which was overseen and funded by the Oak Ridge National Labs and the Department of Homeland Security, indicates that we're going to see about 350-plus of these transformers fry in the United States alone and 2,000 or so in the world. That's like 10 years of manufacturing capacity for the world to build those transformers at today's rate when everything's working well. But you're going to see most of the industrial world, except for the deep tropical zones, just totally down and out with grid down for like months to years to fix it. So you're looking at a situation where the infrastructure over most of the developed world, except deep tropical zones, will be screwed. It'll be shut down for months to years. And in that time, millions of people will starve. Hundreds of nuclear power plants will probably melt down because they'll run out of backup gas to keep them going. And imagine the chaos. No, government falling apart, the stock market falling apart, all of the things that we rely on in our world just not functioning over much of it. And, you know, total chaos, military control, if the military has control. I mean, it's a major, you know, a lot of the military stuff relies on someplace being okay. And that's the problem with the solar storm event, is that there's the cavalry to come to our rescue is going to be places like India and the Philippines and Malaysia, where they're deep enough into the tropical zones that they probably survived any significant damage to their grid. And but most of North America, Europe, you know, Soviet Union, those places pretty well toast. Now, Texas grid is more connected to Mexico than to the rest of the United States. So the Texas grid may actually come through quite well. And parts of, you know, Arizona, New Mexico, Southern California, after they get over the initial cascading grid collapse, they probably won't have so much damage that they'll be able to hopefully eventually restart themselves and get going again. But, you know, that's a small section of the United States that's going to have to come to the rescue to the rest of us.
Matt, you're talking about the hundreds of tons that these transformers weigh. I wonder if we have even mined the copper to build those transformers. I wonder if, you know, that is something that's in the supply line, in the pipeline, to be manufactured, for the copper for the windings of these transformers. There's so much copper in them.
Well, you know, they can probably recycle the old ones, but it's more that the problem is the places where they build these will probably be similar grid collapse. You know, they used to build these in the United States, but we did our big grid upgrade from the late 60s to around the year 2000 when we upgraded these extra high voltage transformers. And since then, we haven't had enough requirements for new transformers. They stopped making them in the United States. Most of the guys who know how to make them have died or retired. And these are not easy to make. They put a plant in Brazil a couple years back to make these. And in the first year's production, they had a 50% failure rate within the first year. So there's like a real art and craft to it. It's not like there's a handbook on how to make massive extra high voltage transformers. And imagine that, you know, you try to get people ramped up building these and never built them before. And first year's production, half of them fail within, you know, 6 months to a year. So not a really good track record. And now imagine most of the world is fried and down and the rest of the world is trying to get up and running and fix the 80% of the industrial world that's fried. Not a really pretty scenario, not something that's going to happen fast. Now, the good news is they've invented some vacuum tube technology, giant vacuum tubes that switch huge amounts of current fast enough to shunt these massive voltage and amperage spikes to Earth and protect these massive transformers. The bad news is it's going to cost about $1 billion to do it. The good news is the U.S. government has a bill in Congress called the SHIELD Act to mandate that private industry put these safeguards in place to protect the end of the world as we know it from happening from both an EMP or a solar storm. Like I said, EMP, more destruction, smaller areas, solar storm, grid down over massive parts of the world. And the bad news is that private industry says we don't want to. You know, that's out of our bottom line. That's $1 billion in profit we're not going to have. We don't think we should do it. And they went and looked at the data and said, and besides, we're releasing reports saying it's really not that bad. Don't worry. Everything's okay. And you say, well, what new science, what new modeling did you come up with? Oh, no, we just looked at the numbers and we decided everything's okay. And we paid our lobbyists to go to Congress and tell them, don't worry. Everything's okay. You guys are worried about nothing. It's really not a big problem. And it's like, oh, this is kind of like saying that those levees around New Orleans weren't a problem. And, you know, the engineers are saying, hey, this is a problem. This is a disaster waiting to happen. Politicians basically said, well, you know, ain't broke, don't fix it. Not too sexy to spend all this money on levees when everything's been fine all this time. So don't worry about it. Trust us, everything's okay. Well, that's kind of the place we're at with the EMP solar storm and protecting our grid from grid collapse is everything's okay. Now, on that note, Dr. Ricky Rocket, Richard Allen Miller, PhD physicist from MIT, and myself, and Rick Miller was the real Mulder from the X-Files. He trained Navy SEALs, did all kinds of stuff. We're putting on our first trial run of a workshop on critical survival skills, surviving grid collapse is the first day, and the second day is survival decision making skills. This is power tools that were taught, personal power tools taught to Navy SEALs, developed by Rick Miller, and taught to them so that they could make critical life and death snap decisions when they didn't have the information at their fingertips to a 3 sigma accuracy. In other words, about 96% of the time they made the right decision and a snap decision using these tools that Rick developed for the Navy SEALs. And we're going to be teaching that on October 13th and 14th for very low dollars in Reno, Nevada. And so, you know, if you're local or if you want to fly in, we're just charging $65 a day, $100 for the 2-day thing. And so it's like the dry run, not the dry run, the first run of me and Rick doing a seminar on surviving grid collapse one day and these critical decision-making tools in the second day. How do you make a decision when you don't have the information? How do you tap into that universal inner compass that is bred into each and every human being and tap into it with a 96% accuracy rate to make the right decision at that snap moment when it's life and death? And we're going to be teaching that stuff. So that's all I'm going to say about that pitch. But we're very excited. Rick and I have never taught a class together before, and we're real excited about this one.
Okay, that's October 13th and 14th in Reno. So, Matt, how would you like our class to get in touch with you if they decide they want to do this?
Well, if you want to do it, we will have an online flyer at my website, whentechfails.com, and at Richard Allen Miller's website. I think you can Google him. And you can also email me at info@whentechfails.com, whentechfails.com. We just set the price yesterday, just set the dates this weekend, and I'm still working on the flyer. So email me if you're real interested, and I'll get back to you as soon as we have the flyer and all the details worked out.
Okay, class, that's info, I-N-F-O, at When Tech Fails, whentechfails.com. And you can always go to usapreparis.com and connect to Matt Stein. There's a link there. Matt, when we get back, we need to talk about Faraday cages. We need to talk about, will we have any warnings? Electromagnetic pulses, solar storms. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1732.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1775.11, $887.55 for a half ounce, or $443.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1775.11, $887.55, and $443.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Matt Stein's with us today in the classroom, and we're talking about solar storms and EMPs. Matt, I've got some really quick questions that I'd like to get through if we can in the next 5 minutes. One, will we have any warnings, EMPs?
EMPs, probably not. It'll blow off between 25 and 150 miles out in space. And so you'll probably see a little light flash, and then a lot of stuff will stop working. Roughly, according to EMP tests, roughly 15%, 20% of the trucks and like 13% of the cars on the road will just immediately shut down and stop. Most cars which are not working, not turned on at the time, will be operational, though they might have some funny glitches. So it's not like everything just immediately stops, but the grid will collapse. The critical electronics will immediately stop. You'll pretty well figure it out pretty quick that like nothing's working. And, you know, some things, small things, disconnected things are working, but all the big stuff connected with lots of wire pretty much fried. Solar storms, you're talking about a really fast solar storm can get here in 12 hours, not a whole lot of time. So they have to detect it with satellites and then decide it's headed for us and then decide to freak people out and alert the world that, you know, and hopefully decide to shut down the grid and protect the grid. But so far, chances that they'll risk billions of dollars in losses by shutting everything down instantly to protect the grid are pretty slim, but it's possible. A slow solar storm can get here in as much as 5 days, and average is like 1 to 3 days. So there's a fair amount of time on an average solar storm, not a lot of time on a really fast-moving solar storm.
Okay, Matt, in about a minute or so, can we talk about a Faraday cage? What is it? Can we make one?
Yeah, Faraday cages are really simple. Basically, it's a metal box around electronics, and it reflects electromagnetic fields equally in all directions. So it will protect your electronics, for the most part, from damage. And so all you need is a metal box. Now, aluminum foil works great. Aluminum screen works great. Galvanized garbage cans are great. An old microwave oven, cut the the cord off because the cord will act as an antenna and bring currents inside. Similarly, like an old metal refrigerator, that works great too. Cut the cord off again so that you don't like act as an antenna to bring currents inside. If you want to be really safe, then you do a double Faraday cage, which is you take your individual electronics like a shortwave radio, computer, hard drive backup, things like that you want to make sure you protect, and you wrap them in aluminum foil. Then you put a garbage bag around them, and then you wrap them in a second layer of foil or aluminum screen, or do the foil wrap and put a bunch of different items individually foil wrapped, covered with garbage bags for insulators, and dump them all inside galvanized aluminum or galvanized steel trash cans or say an old refrigerator. That's a double Faraday cage. Now, there is a document that I have here you can download free on the internet on grounding and bonding in command control communications computer intelligence facilities. It's by the Army, and it's about how to ground and bond stuff. So if you're a real skilled electrical technician and you want to do it really right, pick that up. But otherwise, don't worry about grounding your Faraday cages, because if you don't do it properly, it's probably worse than no ground. So just your Faraday cage will probably be fine, especially a double Faraday cage. And like I said, look it up on the internet. The references in the back of my new book, When Disaster Strikes, has the specific internet address, but you can probably just Google EMP and grounding and bonding and military, and that's how I found it originally. So also there's a really good website, Jerry Emanuelson's website, futurescience.com. And he was a military electrical technician and engineer, electrical engineer, worked for the military in this specific area. He has a valuable website with some really good information, futurescience.com. And my website, whentechfails.com, go to the article 400 Chernobyls, and there's about 30 hot links at the back of that article in the references. And those will take you to a tremendous library of information. Very good stuff.
Matt, one quick question. Those Ziploc baggies that are sold as EMP bags, yes, no?
I would go with aluminum foil or aluminum screen over the baggies any day. That's my personal impression, but I'm not a physicist, so maybe the baggies are okay. But the foil and the metal screen, totally good. Go with that for sure.
Matt Stein, thank you so much for a wonderful broadcast. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. In class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.